Hello, my friends. God bless you in Jesus' name. It's me, Daniel Olukoya, your friend in the School of Prayer and Deliverance. You are welcome to today's message. I'm sure as you listen, your story shall change to glory in the name of Jesus.
But if you read your Bible well,
anyone
who has ever made a difference did it in spite of the fearful circumstances around them. Courage in the face of fear is what is known as fearlessness. The Bible is a David and Goliath book. The Bible is a David and Goliath book. It teaches you that with God on your side, you are bigger than your problems. So you can be fearless. Because the Bible is a David and Goliath book. Living the fearless life requires something. It requires you live in what you call the faith arena, the faith zone. It means holding on to something. Grabbing hold of nothing. And holding on to it until it becomes something. When you move into that faith zone, and when you choose to live the fearless life, you will now discover where God lives. The Bible says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. It means that no matter how religious you are, no matter how active you are in church, if you are not relying on faith, you are not pleasing God. No matter your name, no matter your activity in church, say, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. When you get to the arena of fearlessness and the arena of faith, then you discover who God really is. Men who move in the miraculous, there are people in whose life fear was gone. There are people who operate on that faith level. This is a very, very serious matter. The faith zone is where the miracles happen. The faith zone is where the miracles happen. And as long as you stay in your comfort zone, you will not grow. As far as you stay in that zone of fear, you will not move forward. They prophesy on Paul. This place you are going, don't go.
Baby, don't
law. If you go, they are going to tie you down. They are going to chain you down. He said, I am going there, not knowing what will befall me.
Say,
but I will go anyway. He could not be bothered whether he lived or he died. He was walking the situation blind. That's what you call living by faith. That is a fearless life. Those are the people we're reading about today. Many of us are so much afraid. Afraid of this, afraid of that, afraid of all kinds of things. There can be no progress in life without taking some risks. We cannot succeed in life if we are living a life of fear. Somebody did some research to know what human beings fear most. He made a list of top 10 things that men fear most. The top 10 worst human fears. The number one that was on his list was fear of failure. Fear that people will say, ah, you failed. Fear that people will say, ah, you didn't succeed. And it's a strange thing. The bottom line is this: as far as you live a life of fear, your enemies will be rejoicing because they can see that you are afraid. Psychologists, they have identified over 2,000 fears of human beings, which they call phobia. They call them phobia. But the truth, scientifically,
that
human beings are born with only 2 fears. Only 2 fears. Number one, fear of loud noises, and fear of falling. And researchers have said that, well, the fear of loud noise and the fear of falling must have originated from the womb. Because the baby, when the baby is born, the baby cannot walk by itself. The baby cannot do much thing by itself. So the baby is always afraid of falling. Fear of loud noises. The womb is a very quiet place for the baby. Those are the 2 fears that they say we are born with. Meaning that all other fears were learned and acquired when we became adults. Fearlessness, it's not the absence of fear. It is to master fear. The mastery of fear. You master it. Fear is not a natural force to a born again child of God. It was natural to you before you got born again. But now that your spirit man is born again and is recreated, fear should not have a place in your life. Fear is a spiritual force. Just as faith is a spiritual force. Fear activates
Satan.
Just the way faith activates God. Fear is totally destructive. Fear is a satanic force that wants to work against your divine opportunities. The promise that God has made to us, Satan uses fear to challenge it. He likes to make it look as if those promises will never work for you in particular. And so when you don't trust those promises of God, heavens get so disappointed. Those 2 people that went to the land of Canaan and came back to Moses, Joshua and Caleb, they said, sir, we saw giants there.
But
those giants, they are meat for us. Two people were not afraid. The other 10 were scared.
They
said, ah, that land is not good. It's a land that heated the inhabitants.
They
are the sons of Anak giants there. The kind of human beings we saw there. We were like grasshoppers when we saw them. God was very angry.
Okay.
I'm the one taking you to the land. I'm the one who will take care of the giants. But now, since you have confessed that you are grasshoppers, that grasshopper, you will become a grasshopper. And God dealt with them. Because the battle is the Lord's. And they did not commit the battle to God. Can you turn to somebody?
Said
my friend. The battle you are facing has no future. Can you say it loud and clear to your friend? Shout it at your friend. When we say something has no future, it means you cannot make any progress. You can, it would be, can be destroyed at any time. It can evaporate at any time. Faith is released by speaking things as though they were. Fear is also released the same way by speaking words of faith. Fear will depart. Fear of failure is something we should not tolerate at all. This man called
Napoleon.
Napoleon was 42, was in 42 position in his class of 43.
Second
to the last position in class. But this same
Napoleon
led his army successfully to conquer the world. Like somebody called Albert Einstein. Some people call him the father of atomic energy. He was considered a dunce. And they told him to change his course from physics that he was studying. Today, if you are listing the geniuses that have been born in our world, you have to mention his name. This is a strange thing. That somebody claims that God is his father but is afraid of his future. When the Bible says the heaven is the Lord and the fullness thereof. When babies start to walk, they begin by eating every piece of furniture in the house. They fall and get up, they fall and get up. But they have mastered how to walk. Life is like this. You must keep getting up every time you fall. If you can stay free from the spirit of fear, nothing can defeat you. Because your fearlessness is
a
perdition to the enemy. That's why one of the songs that we sing in church in those days, we don't sing it much now, but it's still a powerful song.
Says,
what a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore. Even hallelujah, Jesus is the Lord. What a mighty God, what a hallelujah, what
the mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Emblemat Adon. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we
your feet, beloved. It is not in vain that the Bible says with man this is impossible. But with God all things are possible. With man this is impossible. With God, all things are possible. A woman was watching palm exchangers in Italy online. It was water, was water or fire program. When we began to pray on the water, she now remembered she had a sister in an American hospital that was being destroyed by cancer. She called the woman and said, "You are in the hospital?" Say, "Yes, the doctors have given up here." Put on your laptop.
Oh yeah.
Put this in the place. Program now.
It is called
water of fire. Tell them to get you water in that hospital where you are. So they got this woman put on the laptop. They've already moved her to where they expect her to die. And so she got water. This was our first time of even knowing that such a program is online. So we began to pray on the water. She too held a bottle of water there.
She drank that water. After drinking that water, she said it's as if an electric current moved through her body. And instantly, she could walk. She could do what she could not do. And within 3 days, the person they said would die.
And it also pay your qui
was discharged.
One equal my lolly, la la fear.
I have the testimony in writing, it's with me.
More call a re, see me, we
all have these days. Allow them to read it. I have it in writing.
Lay your way, man, you can see a chief going
because we serve a God who makes impossibility possible.
Oh, Lord, Timba, Moki, I'm going to continue. She
impossibility possible. 500 candidates were selected from over the world to fill just 12 positions. And there was a lady that was at one of her programs. And she keyed on to a word of knowledge there. That the Lord is about to propose somebody beyond his wildest dreams. And they went to this place. And each person came out. Said what they were going to do.
This
is what they were going to do. They were supposed to vote for them.
She said
by the time those people were saying, were mentioning their credentials, what they could do, she was already afraid. But all of a sudden,
Mr.
Child of God, why are you afraid? Key on to the word you have received. And she keyed on to the word she has received. When it was her turn to speak,
just
said, well, if you put me in this position, I will do what God empowers me to do.
No,
she said, they say, I'm this, I'm that, I did that. No. By the time the voting will start, she was one of the 12 out of 500. Your fearlessness is a token of the partition of your enemy. But once you start getting afraid, you give them the key. You give them what? The key. The year we started there, a man came to this church. He lost his wife and 5 children one day. He ran to their chief native doctor in this Iwaya zone. After he had explained what happened to the man, the people in charge of what is worrying you, I can't handle them. Do you know that church? Called Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry. Go there. See, those are the only kind of people who can avenge this thing that has happened.
So
if you want me to avenge, I cannot do it. And the man said, excuse me, sir. You're a native doctor. And you're recommending church.
You're a small child. You're a child.
You better go there. And the man came to me.
I said,
who asked you to come? Native doctor. And he said, this is the only place they can avenge what has happened to
you.
So if you are in a place of power and you are still afraid, then God have mercy on you. Close your eyes now. With a voice that roars like fire and like thunder, you will shout this loud and clear. It's a short but powerful prayer. Tormentors! I am not your candidate! Die! In the name of Jesus! Sa
Tormentors, I am not your candidate. Die! Makapota sentence the Kayaboshan Terabasanda. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Deal with the tormentors. In Jesus' name we pray.
My friend, I believe you have been mightily blessed by listening to this message. In case you are watching this telecast and you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, I would like to give you that opportunity. Right there where you are, bow down your heads and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, forgive my sins. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that short prayer with me, I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I commit these your children who have surrendered their lives unto your holy hands unto you. Father, uphold them by your power. Lay your hands upon them. Write their names in the book of life. Keep them standing by your power. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for watching this program. Remember, if the enemy has stolen from you, recovery is by force. God bless you.